Shut up and sit down.
What is going on, everybody? What is going on? Welcome to this week's episode, episode 258 of the STS Guys. I am Jeremy.
Hey, hey, it's Larry.
And I'm Scott.
And we are the STS Guys, a weekly podcast where we sit around, shoot the shit, and talk about anything geeky and cool. What's going on this week, guys?
Well, I think we did a podcast last week, so that's awesome.
We are officially a weekly podcast.
Yes, yes. Weekly. So, sometimes weekly. This time it happens to be weekly.
Mostly weekly.
We're setting a record for the most amount of times anyone said weekly in a podcast.
Weekly.
So might as well keep it going with It's Been a Week.
It's been a week.
It has been a week.
Wait. Can we do a special shout out to Funko Photo a Day Challenge winner?
Ed. Whoa, congratulations.
I missed it. I guess he won on Valentine's Day. But like this is podcast relevant because I know we've talked about it on here before about how Ed hadn't won, but he posted up his prize that he got today, Social Media Freddy, and some Valentine's Day pops. So super cool.
Very
Ed
nice.
Is a great member of the Funko Fanatic community. So it's cool that he finally won a photo at age
after all these years.
Yeah, literally all these years.
All these years.
Crazy, but yeah. It's anyway, random shout out.
But congrats, Ed. Like I said, it took a while, but I said, but well deserved.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, but here, at least though, like I said, silver lining. I said it's the brand new Social Media Freddy that I said that you didn't have yet. I know you had a couple of the other ones and then the ones before that. So like I said, at least basically like it may have taken 9 years, but at least now it's a Social Media Freddy that you don't have. So,
yeah, very cool. Right.
Yeah, I mean it kind of sucks to wait this long to get something that's like a dupe. You're like, oh damn it.
it's all about the moral victory,
right?
not about the prize. It's about that pat on the back or like, all right, finally did this. So very, very cool. I was happy to see that today.
Yay. Congratulations.
I've got another random thing that I need to say before
let's
do
I
do it. Do it. Go for it.
So you may remember our Fiverr music episode.
Yeah.
Right? We spent, you know, what was it? $10, I think, was the budget.
Yeah, $10.
We've talked about doing it again. I was on TikTok the other day, and Tyler Cassidy, also known as Froggy Fresh, will do a song for you for slightly more money than that. It's $500. We could get Froggy Fresh to write a song about us. Fully licensed to use however we wish.
Oh, that's almost worth it.
That's almost worth it.
As long as we ask him that he has to put a reference to a John Cena Action figure.
That's
the point.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things I thought of. Yeah.
Or a really cute girl with a really cute butt.
Can we remind the chat in case they don't know who Froggy Fresh is? I said who Froggy Fresh is.
How do we want to remind the chat?
So
Froggy Fresh is the whitest rapper you've ever seen.
A YouTube video that went viral, I said, circa 2013, I want to say.
I'm pulling them up here. I want to see when that... when that video...
Because he was on Tosh.0, right?
Yeah, he was on Tosh.0 too.
So... Well, apparently there must be some resurgence, by the way, because I'm just pulling up the YouTube to look at when it was. And the Stolen Bikes trilogy ended 7 years ago, and then the next video from that was 7 months ago. So, let's see. The Christmas one, which is the one we all love, was 11 years ago. The fight, when he's talking about getting in the fight, that was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
All started 11 years ago. So
or the baddest, I said, when he had the boogers coming out of his nose.
Yeah. That's the
only, even yeah. I think it's the baddest that starts off where there's like Froggy Fresh 2012. Yeah. That gets me every time. It's like, man, 2012. Like, how old is this song?
Let's
pull it up here. Give me a sec.
You got it. Okay.
Yeah, but I gotta let me make sure there's. I gotta get through the ad because I'm not.
Here, I have a pull up without the ad.
We got here. All right,
the race for Froggy Fresh.
I got it here. Froggy Fresh, the baddest. All right. So.
No. Yeah.
Wait. But I might have to stop this here. Give me one more second. I forgot.
Oh, audio.
I gotta make sure I gotta share audio. Hopefully, y'all can hear this. All right, there we go. All right, this is Froggy Fresh.
Yeah. Froggy Fresh, 2012. Yeah, we back up in this. Y'all already know. Cause I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls, cause I ain't very tall. If she see my stacks, I bet you that she calls. You know that I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls,
cause I ain't very
tall. If she see my stacks, I bet you that she calls. I had to fight my whole life. I could beat you up even if you had 1,000 knives. Even if you had infinity knives, I would punch you up into the air like a kite. I bet you sleep with the nightlight cause you're scared of the dark, cause you stink like a fart. Well, I light your fart up with my rounds. You think I won't? I do it all the time. I bet I got more money than Jay-Z. Compared to me, Jay-Z is lazy. Plus, Beyonce thinks that I'm cute. It's okay,
Beyonce, I think you're cute too.
I made out with so many girls. Made out with every girl in the world. I might look small, but I'm not. I don't care if you're big, I'll fight you. Well, I do know that I.
Just the fact that he has boogers coming out of his nose. Yeah.
It's such a good song. So that guy, $500 will write a song about whatever you like, including your plumbing business, or like you wanted to write a birthday song for your friend.
He's on Fiverr though, like
he's on TikTok. No, he's on TikTok, and you have to email. So TikTok, like if you want your own song, link in bio. So I linked in bio. I emailed him like 20 minutes later. He emailed me back. It's like, if you want a song, do this. And the cheapest one is $300, but if you want to be able to play it on like a podcast or something, it's $500. $300, I'd be it. $500 is like
that's a little much. When we could get the puppet rap person for like $100, I think. So
it's Froggy Fresh.
So there's this internal dilemma of, do you go with somebody that's probably just as ridiculous but cheaper, or do you go for the name brand crappy?
And it's almost like it could almost be good enough for like a new theme song.
Yeah,
just say it.
We could literally be.
I think we lost Jeremy.
We could literally be
anything.
Anything we want. Could be a podcast. Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeremy froze. We could be on Reading Rainbow with the Reading Rainbow guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I that is a phenomenal find, Larry, and it has drawn up an internal dilemma for me of, we do need a new theme song. Do we get Froggy Fresh to do it?
It's pretty.
All right,
pretty amazing.
Spotify charts.
Whoa! I think that was Ghost Jeremy.
That was Ghost Jeremy coming back. All right.
Let's see. Can we let's play one of these while we're waiting for Jeremy to come back? So if I do present, share screen,
and there's a little toggle screen, at the bottom.
Flip, Tyler Cassidy, share. Audio. Oh, Jeremy's back. But Jeremy's back just in time for
there's a frozen Jeremy in here too. Yeah.
Let's see. NC Stump.
What's up, y'all? If you got stubborn tree stumps on your property and you're in the Wake Forest, North Carolina area, call Sean down at NC Stone. I got a stump out in my yard. I try to pull it out, but it's way too hard. Blew the engine on my truck. I should have called Sean down at NC Stump. I got a stump out in
it's
my
pretty
yard.
Good, man.
I try to pull it out, but it's way too
hard. It's pretty good.
Yeah, what if we said, here's the thing. What if we got Froggy Fresh back up to the top of the Spotify list with our own song?
I mean, we would have to do some stuff to make that happen, but yeah.
I think we could make it happen.
I feel like I watched several of these. Like, I feel like they're better if you know who they're singing about, who he's singing about, or like the company, but they're pretty catchy. Right? Like he said, like in the email, like he talks about how he needs the money up front because he pays a producer to come up with the beat and stuff. I'm like, which is fine. It's fair. Like he's, you know, minor celebrity. He should get money up front. But like, it's, yeah, he's got the whole thing laid out. There's a business contract we have to agree to.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, it's the whole thing about like, you got to throw a couple of hoops in there to get the scammers away that are, you know, that are like,
just trying to.
I've read enough about horror things of like content creators, whether it's like music, art, or whatever, that have people like doing whatever they can to like get a product and not pay for it.
Yeah.
I think I might be down for this.
I figured you might be.
I think I might be down for this.
We just have to come up with the perfect stuff, right? Perfect words, ideas to kind of feed him.
Yeah, we get.
I mean, this is investment, so it's got to be.
It is investment, so we got to make sure we do it good.
We'll have the crowd check out his examples, right? You gotta get some examples in.
This will be one. What we need to do is send him the other rap and be like, "This is our
no." We can do better than that.
Oh yeah,
no, not repeat this, but like
he came up with the NC something all by hand. Like,
yeah, just be like be as ridiculous as this.
Yeah,
that's in your own style.
Yeah, that is not like, a problem. Yeah,
this is a sample of how dumb we want the song to be. That is our new theme song. Please make.
Yeah, like, he writes songs about stump removal and plumbers and that kind of stuff. He wrote like there was one about like some guy's friend had like tiny hands. they're really good, and I can't imagine he spends more than like 20 minutes writing these things. So they're impressive. So yeah, that's my TikTok find of the week. Like Ed said, gotta enjoy the TikTok while it's still around. Thanks, U.S. government.
that is wonderful, though. That is wonderful.
I figured it was perfectly on brand.
We need this to happen.
We'll have to try to figure it out.
Yeah, it's the fact. The fact that he's still around,
he's making TikTok videos for people for $500 a pop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, that's the beauty of the internet.
Oh, Froggy Fresh.
And clearly people are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I also didn't mention there's a 15 week backlog. So like it would take a couple months before he could get us the actual song. So he has a queue.
Look at him, though.
Yeah, right. And I think he does maybe one a day or a couple a week. I haven't paid that close attention. Say he does three a week. Like that's. Times, you know, that's $1,500 extra cash. Like that's not bad.
Well, that, and then like I said, does he do the little music video too? I said
yeah, you get the TikTok video too. TikTok? Oh. Yeah, it goes on TikTok. Yeah. 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 For everybody to see.
It is good. I will say it is good.
I feel like it goes along well with our Aquabats inspired logo. Right. You know, we just have get all our heroes to contribute to our podcast.
And to be fair, Larry, I said, remember, it's the fusion of Froggy Fresh and Aquabats happened at San Diego.
Exactly. Right. That is true. I did not know who Froggy Fresh was until Jeremy and I went to that concert in like 2018, I think.
Yeah.
right after fun days that next morning when we stuck around and we went and saw the Aquabats, and Froggy Fresh opened up for him. And at first I'm like, what the heck is this?
And then I'm like, then later,
yeah, then like later on, like the songs were stuck in my head. And I'm like, oh, like we're gonna go listen to Froggy Fresh on Spotify. Like John Cena.
Yeah. By the way, Jeremy.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been, we're going into dumb shit, so I'm just going to go on with something else here. I have noticed a trend that I think is quite, quite funny that you would love. Because years and years ago, this is, I'm talking 2014, 2015. This is back when. While at work, Jeremy and I used to be exceedingly obsessed with a certain Australian comedy troupe that would make these murderous Ronald McDonald videos.
Yes.
I'm going through like reels, you know, they do. And because I have kids, a lot of things are like parents bitching about their kids being like terrorists and things like that. Guess who is showing up as the embodiment of like chaotic children on reels and like TikTok and stuff now is none other than that same Ronald McDonald.
Oh, Raka-Raka.
Raka-Raka, yep.
Raka-Raka.
I have no idea who
that
is. Oh, Larry, you do not know what you're missing.
At least I don't think I do. Oh.
Raka-Raka, like it started out basically as a Ronald McDonald character. I said who literally is like this murderous Ronald McDonald character.
Right, from these Australian guys on YouTube.
Yeah, it is.
They were the ones that also did like some like Star Wars versus Harry Potter, and where they like broke down their house and stuff. They have some other videos and some like
I don't got the videos, but I got come up.
But yeah, I got this guy. Yeah, which is him threatening the guy because he ordered Burger King instead of McDonald's or Hungry Jack's, which is the Australian version.
Yeah,
of Burger King.
Interesting.
He's making a comeback. Yeah, he talks with this really like high pitched voice, and it's
show cheaters.
Yeah, and they did one where it's like cheaters with him, and it's good. So like, let me set it here. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just do some YouTube stuff while we're here today. We have nothing else going on. So here we go. All right. This is Ronald Hates Flappy Bird. It's only 2 minutes, so I figure it's a good one.
Flappy Bird. That's a throwback.
Flappy Bird.
So you're gonna tap the bird through the
tunnels. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! High school 70. Calm down.
So I press the button and fucking tell me to calm down.
This is coming back on you like reels as the embodiment of chaotic children.
Flappy Bird.
That's just my budgie.
Just psychopathic Ronald McDonald.
No. No, so there's this the probably my favorite one out of all of those though, is the one where basically they do an episode of Cheaters, and so they bring in the other McDonald's character. So Grimace basically has an affair with Birdie.
Oh yeah, Birdie was a girl. The shit. Yeah.
And he starts beating shit out of Grimace.
I want to know. I want to know what we're gonna get flagged for copyright first.
Oh,
Froggy Fresh or Foo Fighters?
Probably the Foo Fighters, to be honest.
I think so too. I feel like Sony or whoever owns Foo Fighters is probably like.
So for anybody who maybe watches this, when there's commercials that show up, it ain't us.
All good. That is amazing. I do appreciate how the short form video has kept many things from like our childhood alive, right? Whether it's random commercial or YouTube skits, of course, mm-hmm. of course that's a thing from, you know, 15 years ago. That's great.
So this kind of goes back to something Jeremy and I were talking about actually before the podcast, which is quite hilarious. Is so Jeremy, I will let you go talk about the Mexican restaurant, and then we can talk. I'm gonna key up our
Obviously wanted some dinner tonight. So I went to the whitest Mexican food restaurant you could possibly think of called Taco Casa. So the best way to describe this is think of it as like Taco Bell, like in the 90s. They have like maybe 10 menu items. They have tacos, burritos, a version of an enchilito, and nachos. It is literally,
I know Scott's got a commercial coming up, but I've got the menu up. So
yeah.
Let's pull there you go. So yeah, if you're watching, live,
it is old school Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They have the burger. Where's the
got some basic nachos.
But those aren't the dipping nachos. You got to find the nachos with those shitty round.
No, Larry, you're at the fancy Taco Casa.
This is the right Taco Casa?
No. Taco Casa Texas.
Yeah, there's two Taco Casas.
There's two Taco Casas.
Yeah.
Taco Casa Texas.
Oh, no. You're right. Taco Casa Texas.
Yes.
Now we go. Now click the menu here.
Now, my real bad. Food. Real, it's real good, real fresh, real food, real good.
Nope, you were right.
Yeah,
yep.
We got the chilada,
the
super burrito,
the
super
nachos salad. That are just the little round chips with the beef and everything that you.
Yeah,
yeah, the nachos are up here, yeah. Right?
This is the logo.
You're at the wrong Taco Casa. Yeah, it is basically a throw. I haven't eaten there, so I can't really jump onto the train
here. Oh, but Scott, here's the thing. By the next week, I'm pretty sure you will eat there now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to go try it.
Interesting enough, they both have a chili burger or like a loose meat burger. That's fun.
I like the...
Yeah, so on the... I said on the chilada, like the only thing I can describe it, and me and Scott have basically said utilized this term before, the only thing I can describe it as is it's an enchilada with an uncomfortable amount of cheese.
Right.
There's probably a good like 10 to 12 ounces of cheese on this enchilada.
Yeah. This Larry, you're clicking around this website. You ain't going to find anything you want.
But there are.
There's a ton of
122 locations.
So, here, I got to show you. I found a picture of the enchilada on Reddit. So
good.
I got to show you how much fucking cheese is on this thing. And this is a light amount of cheese compared to remember what it is. Yeah. They put so much cheese on this thing. It's
that's
ridiculous.
You go to HEB. Yeah. Like you buy like a thing of shredded cheese. Like that's, yeah. You get a whole like $5 pouch of cheese.
Also, it's stuffed with cheese and meat.
Plus then the cheese on top.
Then they basically melt some cheese on top and then they pile more cheese on top of it.
Wow.
It is delicious. A crazy amount of cheese. Like, yeah, this is the Intruder still looks like at Taco Casa.
Yeah. And if you want, you can get like 4 sliced olives on the top.
Yep.
So I at one point I asked Jeremy this. I said, what's whiter, Taco Casa or, and for the people north border or northern parts of the states will know this reference, but I asked him, what is it, Taco Casa or Taco John's?
Taco Casa.
And Taco Casa is whiter than Taco John's.
And I said, and the reason why, this is when I basically brought up the commercial. I said to Taco Casa to Scott to show him the reason why. Scott, pull up the gorilla one. That one's my favorite.
Okay, but gorilla. I want to. Okay, there, yes. So there's a couple ones here, but there's two things before I do so that I wanted to ask about here. So I'm going to present one more time because. Because I noticed this earlier, and I just noticed something else too. Okay, so there is the Casa Delights, which do you think that's like, is that just a fancy way of spelling it, or did they realize like they spelled delight wrong?
It's the Texas way of spelling delight.
But what got me was they have this thing about what drinks they have. They have tea,
of course.
They have Dr. Pepper. Have Coca-Cola. And then a drink section that also includes the iced tea, Dr. Pepper, and Coca. Why have the other three?
And pink lemonade.
Nice.
But give me a second, and we're going to go ahead and...
Oh, yeah. What is this? I have not seen this yet.
This is the Taco Casa commercial.
From like the 90s?
And...
No, the current commercial. Oh.
This is from 2012. Well, this was 12 years ago.
But okay, it's still
modern.
But it's their current commercial that they have. Current
commercial.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Nice.
Wait.
That is awesome.
But it's crunchy-licious.
For a location near you, go to TacoCasaTexas.com.
I was definitely at the wrong Taco Casa.
See, like I said, that's the right Taco Casa. Yeah. Taco Casa, Texas.
Taco Casa, Texas.
Like, so loud it wakes up. You crunch the taco, it's so loud it wakes up the gorillas.
Yeah, but so they have several commercials. All of them involve something about their tacos being so crunchy when they bite it that it causes the camera and the everything to shake, and drama ensues. There's one where they're fishing and he bites it, it shakes, and the guy falls off the boat. I don't know if there's anything else. I've only watched 2 or 3 of them at this point. I've only known about this about 10 minutes before.
You're not going to sleep till you finish the entire catalog.
Yeah. But yeah, it's one of those ones where you look at okay, I'm going to say this. I am very sad and disappointed in the world that we live in now is mostly streaming, where these sort of commercials and the shitty local TV commercials that were just so bad, they were good, just don't have a place anymore.
Sure. Right. You don't get the local furniture store. You don't get the local, you know, taco place. You don't get the local jeweler.
Yeah, but right. I mean those were
that one was semi-national.
They put some money into it. I'm talking like
not really. I don't think you remember the London Gold commercials. They were not very.
I'm talking about this. I'm gonna play another oldie but a goodie. Give me a second here, because you have
who's this? Oh,
the taxidermy commercial. Yes, I love this one.
You probably thought this deer was alive, and this coyote was alive, and this pheasant was alive. Nope, they're not. They're dead. They've been taxidermized by Chuck Testa. Ojai Valley Chuck Taxiderm. Testa. I specialize in the most like dead animals anywhere, period.
Look at that antelope driving a car.
Nope.
Chuck Testa.
Just Chuck Testa.
Oh no, there's a bear in my bed.
Nope.
Chuck Testa.
That's
hold on a second. There's a leopard feeding on an impala on my deck.
Nope. just Chuck Testa with another realistic mount. Shipped to me from anywhere. Call Chuck Testa for the most lifelike dead animals around, period.
So Manny asked,
Rhino, just order it.
Where has he seen this commercial before?
No. Nope. Chuck Testa does not taxidermize pet.
Manny, this was viral a couple of years ago when they, well, then all those like auto-tune like commercials were like, there's an auto-tune version of the Chuck Testa commercial. Oh,
nice. And I believe I will have to look to see. There was something that was similar to like a Tosh.0.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thing that right, maybe where
it, yeah, they did like commercials, probably. Whether it was Tosh.0 or something similar.
Yeah, it was something where they had brought up like, what the hell is this thing? And I think that was one of them where he brought up like, it was like on a Tosh.0.
I think I've seen that guy, I think I've seen that guy before too.
Yep.
But I'm not sure. Chuck Testa. It's not a bear in your bed. It's just Chuck.
It's just Chuck.
It's just not creepy at all.
Definitely a little creepy, but it's one of those ones where you. Now, somebody had Matthew said that you see the same commercials over and over. They do get old after a certain point, but I still miss them.
Well, now Hulu, you get like the same five commercials.
Yeah, but they're on repeat. But they're like,
they're national.
They're national. They're Tri-Heart commercials. I want local. I want, you know, for here for folks in Austin. I want a couch potatoes commercial, right? Like, all right,
I gotta show you guys one more commercial. This one's not on their YouTube.
The secret commercial.
Share system.
Is it taco?
It's Taco Casa. Here we go. All right, ready?
Let's see. Yep.
Can you hear it?
I don't think I can hear it.
Why is it?
Oh, that's probably why. Try again. Yep.
At Taco Casa, we get our beef from the American rancher, our corn from the American farmer, and our cheese from the American dairyman. We feed Americans. Taco Casa, real fresh, real food, real good.
Since all the Mexican food from American ingredients.
We're America.
We're two Mexican food better than Mexico.
Yeah, America.
Because we're Texas.
Right, Texas. We do we do Mexican food better than.
Oh, man.
That's the point that I go through is like, I miss these because these were the things that you loved to make fun of. Everyone had the local commercial from their city that they go, which they had the commercial that everyone made fun of. Like it just happened. Like, I mean, how many of us to this day in this podcast know exactly where Shaneco.com, like the Shaneco building is in
Scottsdale Road in Tacoma.
One mile south of
Bell Road. Open weekdays till 8, Saturdays and Sundays till
5. I haven't lived there for 4 years.
And online at Shaneco.com.
Right? Still remember that damn commercial and the exact drive, the exact location, everything. But I mean, and that was just a radio one, right? But just
I think they had TV ones too, but the one where they specifically talked about the location, right, for Shane Company, they definitely did the coma piece. But they had TV commercials too, just like our favorite London Gold.
I love our random episodes.
We have,
but yeah. So if you're ever in Texas,
and you want the whitest Mexican food,
and you want some not so Mexican food,
is it? So here's the question: is it at least does it like the beef? Is it just like ground beef, or do they actually put some like chili powder at least on it, or is it just like bland as shit?
No, it's like it's got some flavor to it, but it's not like it's not Mexican flavor. Like it's
just ground beef in a like a tortilla, and they're like, yeah, that's Mexican.
Yeah. All right. So I was looking for local commercials. I was going to on YouTube. What is going on over here?
What?
Live on the hottest beach in Rio de Janeiro. All
right, let's do it. Click.
Oh, it's an ad.
Well, count it down.
I don't think I did sound either.
Hey, episode 258, where we go on YouTube.
And it's this guy just girls checking on the women beach. On the beach?
Live.
Look, and they're all pissed off. Like, those people are clearly all like, why the fuck are you filming me? Just he's like a walking tour, but it's just perving on people.
That's at the beach. That's hey. I mean, there are 5,000 people watching it right now.
Well, of course.
So yeah,
dudes are creepy, man. You show that on YouTube, you clicked it.
Like, yeah, exactly. It was on the front page.
Yeah,
I was absolutely like, hey, what's going on? What's going on on this beach?
Jeremy, Manny has a good question.
Yes,
Taco Casa. Clearly, I'm guessing they have hot sauce packets.
They do.
What is their, how the hottest sauce they have?
It's just these little salsa packets.
They don't have like mild, medium, hot.
It's just salsa packets. It's just hot sauce.
Oh.
Missed opportunity.
So they have hot sauce packets. That's the only condiment I said that they have is hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I mean, that makes sense.
It's,
but I mean, they don't have like a mild, medium, hot. You can't be like,
no,
I would like to add some heat to this.
No, you cannot add heat to it. Like it is like here, do you want some hot sauce packets? And the hot sauce isn't spicy. It's basically like mild paste picante sauce.
It's like the stuff when they ask you at McDonald's, like, do you want hot or medium when you get the little egg burritos in the morning?
Yeah.
And you're like,
even that is more Mexican food than this place.
the McDonald's eggs wrapped in like three pieces of sausage wrapped in a tortilla.
Yes. So imagine
here. I mean, it's the salsa that really brings it together and makes Mexican food.
Then the next kind of like it's a caveat to this place. Imagine if you basically took everyone working at a Chick-fil-A and plopped them in this restaurant.
Exceedingly nice. Well, also goes with being the whitest food can get, right? Like
even Gina, the Chick-fil-A sauce girl.
Even Gina. But yeah, so
I do have to commend the local down the road Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. So I mean, we're just gonna talk food, I guess. Fuck it, we're just going in
direction. We're 38 minutes in, Scott.
38 minutes in, we've literally been on food and shitty old commercials for the entire.
Real quick before I mention that, I was just I gotta share one more thing. Like,
did you find
for Taco Casa?
Just real quick, I went to their locations. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's 122.
There's a shit ton of them.
Oh, yeah. No, I counted them. Like, look, I mean, it counts them for you.
Yeah, it says, yeah. So to Larry's point, the highest number here is number 122.
Yeah, this is the one this is the first one I went to. But it's because I said it was at the casino.
Right. Okay. It's like
number 109, just straight across from it, is our local one here. Yeah. You got what? Where I'm getting at, which I think is funny, is they're not all in Texas though. Because look at number 113; that's in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Well, so
that's the one Ed, not Ed. That's the one Jeremy went to.
No.
I mean, in Oklahoma.
No, so the one I went to is in Thackerville.
Oh, but still, Oklahoma. It's all the same.
This is
Windstar, number 108, Windstar.
Yeah, this is another casino.
They're casino adjacent.
Yeah, they're casino adjacent.
So, because, well, it's because those casinos are designed for all the Texans to come.
Well, yeah, because like I said, this casino is 1 mile over the border. Like you literally cross into the, I said from Dallas, I said into Oklahoma. 1 mile over into the Oklahoma border. I
said, right. It's literally made for
which is the world's, like I said, they reclaimed its title because they added onto it the world's biggest casino.
Nice. Because they added onto it.
So it looks like there's a bunch of these all along that in Oklahoma along the border. So they're all in Texas or Oklahoma, Texas adjacent.
They want to make people feel comfortable coming over. Come on over, Texans. I said, we have your food over here.
And I want to, there's one other thing that I want to just say that I appreciate, but I'm going to have to stare the whole window here for this one as we're just ragging on this fucking place here. So we have the Taco Casa thing. And when I'm looking at the thing, don't you love when they forget to change their WordPress thing and it still has the WordPress logo on their tab?
Well, half their site doesn't work.
I mean,
or under construction. It's like, go to contests.
Under
sorry, Taco.
Fan gear. Under construction. Reloads the page.
And then they have a chicken.
And it's one commercial and then a shitty link that says, go to our YouTube channel.
So you're saying they might be hiring a web developer? I mean, they're getting by, though.
They should, but I just love the, you know, clearly not branding right.
You know who they should hire to redo their website? Our friend Ed, who just sent us this nice STS guys YouTube logo since we're just watching YouTube today.
Yeah. Thank you, Ed. You should hook up Taco Casa with some under construction images. And while you're at it, teach them how to, center an image on a page.
Oh my God.
Put the link below. Or
That's MySpace HTML. They can't handle that.
Yeah.
They didn't go to MySpace University. Scott, you were talking about the...
Oh, yeah. The Chick-fil-A. So let's go through the Chick-fil-A thing. So I could tell that our local Chick-fil-A has given up because they now have on the side where, you know, where they used to just... They have a little condiment thing where you can get salt, pepper, right?
Yeah,
napkins.
Yeah.
And that's where they keep those little ketchup dipping packet things that they love to spark. Our local one has just given up and has put a bucket of Chick-fil-A sauces on that little menu thing to be like, fuck it, don't ask us for these anymore. There's a bucket over there, you fat fuck. go get your bucket of sauce.
So you're saying Chick-fil-A sauce has seen an uptick in like 1,000% popularity since that viral video.
Oh,
now everybody wants Chick-fil-A sauce.
Dude, it is lovely because I just go there and be like, well, I'm going to get about 5 or 6 of these.
You love it anyhow.
I love this shit. I save it for other fast food places. I dip McDonald's fries in it. It's delicious.
Manny says Taco Casa probably hasn't gotten this much publicity. I feel like we're the Gina. We're Gina. What Gina is to Chick-fil-A, the STS guys are the Taco Casa.
Hey, I would proudly be sponsored by Taco.
100%.
100%.
Get me a hat with that thing out.
Absolutely. With that little Mexican guy, that would be sweet.
I said.
I'll make you another. This week's episode
brought to you by Taco Casa.
I mean, Jeremy and I live close enough. We could go be these shitty people on their crappy commercials. They have like,
that would be amazing.
8 commercials from 12 years ago.
Those almost rival our panty commercials that we filmed.
Yeah. That we tried to film. Tried is the operative word. We couldn't get through that one.
You know how proud of us I would be if we don't even got to get paid for it. If Taco Casa asked us to do a commercial. That would be like the highlight of my life.
Yeah.
It's all downhill after the Taco Casa commercial.
Hey.
That would be amazing.
Narrated, I said, with the jingle by Froggy Fresh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes there's things that just come along in the world, like a Froggy Fresh song or a Taco Casa commercial. That
bringing
just,
it all back to
it's
the
just,
beginning.
It just feels right.
Hey, the world is all about collabs nowadays. The STS guys, X. Taco Casa collab.
I mean, based on that website, I feel like they would do it.
Jesus Christ. Collabs.
Yeah, everything's about collabs these days. Like I said, this is our collab.
I mean, some people might call us influencers. We're we're the only Taco Casa influencers. Yeah. You know,
Tyler brings up a good point, though. At least with a lot of these places, you can get sauces. I hate the place where it's like, can I get like an extra... thing like, oh, that'll be 25 cents. Go fuck yourself.
Did you guys see this employment application?
Yes.
Where it's literally just like, the It's, I mean, it's probably smart, but like, there's no, there's, you just fill in your name, your phone number. Are you 18? Some employment history. It's not even like a real, like
that. It's also unsecured.
Of course.
Yeah. It's just, it is. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, it's got a captcha at the bottom.
No, no, no. But
no, look, but that's not,
I know, it's not, it, yeah, it is. Yeah. It has,
I mean, you're not giving up anything. It's a, I don't, I mean, you're giving up address and work history and stuff.
Date of birth,
education. Yeah. Like, you're,
there's
not,
no,
giving, like,
no social security number, fortunately, but yeah.
I love how their thing, they're like, no, two is the maximum.
Like, well, that here, we
need, that's all you need. Prior
history. So, no, like, the employment application isn't meant to be outdone by the, are you interested in opening up a franchise application?
Yeah, I'm.
Oh!
Fun fact, I'm filling that one out right now. I want to see if it, well, so here's my thought, right? I saw that because I'm like, well, so how would I reach out to Taco Casa and be like, you guys want to sponsor a podcast? So I'm going to go the you know, there isn't like a box for that. There isn't a, you know, a Google Forms for that. But there is for the franchise. So I'm going to open the door and be like, I'm interested in opening a franchise in Arizona. And then once I get that door open and have that contact, maybe I can be like, you know, just kidding.
No, you can do the contact. There's a contact form. You just have to put half of it as empty.
It's about, yeah, but it's about receipt, if no, applicable.
If applicable. So right, like, yeah, fair, like, fair, it's, fair. There's no receipt that's applicable.
All right. I will fill that one out. I will fill that one out right now to see if they're interested in.
Need a visit. Need a visit today.
We bought a Taco Casa.
it's like that movie.
We bought a zoo.
A Taco Casa.
So we're gonna do this at least, look, part of it by.
You know what I'm excited about though is look how many people are getting jazzed up about Taco Casa.
Well, half the people that are listening here can't go to a Taco Casa.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, hey,
well, next, hey, who cares?
Hey, Tyler, hey, you want those? Tyler, you want the, I said, when you're here for San Antonio, there's a Taco Casa in San Antonio. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Tyler's next. Yeah, next time Tyler's here,
go get the whitest man you've ever had in your life at Taco Casa.
Taco Casa
with the slightly racist logo.
So it's a little small, but oh god, I can't even. I zoomed in too far. Oh, there it is. Subject of the email, the STS guys X Taco Casa.
Larry,
it's all about the collab.
I'm gonna write the actual message because I'm gonna put thought into it and we'll see what happens.
But. So I'm gonna say that I have not had it, but I can tell
you're going tomorrow. I know you're going tomorrow.
I will go soon, but
you're within a week, you will go
within a week. Okay, I'll probably end up going. So, and Manny looking up the suit to see how it is. Look at this. They've got this uptick. They're gonna be like, holy shit, we're popular for a little bit.
Taco Casa searches have increased by 1,000%.
No, well, their YouTube channel only has 129 subscribers. Everyone on the chat right now, go and subscribe to Taco Casa Texas YouTube channel. Let's bump that shit up.
Let's bump those 12-year-old videos up.
They have 129 subscribers.
Well, clearly they were trying to, back in the day, get on that viral marketing trend. Back in the heyday of YouTube.
I just got catfished by LinkedIn. So Arthur Guerrero says he is chief executive officer at Taco Casa restaurant, but he works at Long John Silver's. Because I'm bold enough to just message the CEO on LinkedIn and be like, hey,
yeah.
hey, girl.
Do you really think, like, I'm pretty sure, I guess maybe there's a CEO with the 122 locations, but it sounds like this is just a bunch of good old boys that made a Mexican restaurant. So it's just some dude
there
named.
Has to be if there's that many locations. Yeah,
just some guy probably named John that runs that damn thing.
I mean, there's also. Oops, what am I doing? Share. There's also Greg, who is a owner of a Taco Casa, possibly. Not sure. Garland, Texas. Shout out to Garland, Texas. Taco Casa franchisee right here, Jeff Milner. 18 that, connections. That's
not Jeff Miller. That is Jet Milner.
I did say Jet. I did say Jet, but I did read Miller. So
that is.
Or no, I said Jeff, but said I did say Milner. I did catch the Milner, but yeah, my eyes.
So from BIK as one potential franchise owner to another, what's the scoop? On Taco Casa.
So apparently, Taco Casa has been popularized also on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Of course it is. Joe Rogan's going up the Hutto and getting himself some Taco Casa.
Just because of what we said, right? I've not seen this video until I said I just started playing the first couple seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Here, let me do present with audio. Share. Also share system audio. Okay. All right, so
thank you, Manny.
Listen to how he describes it.
I found this place that's up where I live, and it's called Taco Casa. And I went to it once, and I was like, holy shit, this is the best white shitty tacos I've ever seen. You know, like white people tacos.
Like, it's like Jeremy.
Found out that back in the 60s, this guy was friends with the creator of Taco Bell, and he had a couple franchises. And then that guy that owned Taco Bell sold the company to Pepsi in like the 80s or so. And the guy that had like all that was friends with him had all these his own Taco Bell restaurants. And he's like, fuck Pepsi. You know, I'm just going to rename my franchises to Taco Casa, but keep the exact same menu that Taco Bell has and all the ingredients. Pepsi then changed all the recipes for Taco Bell. And that's why Taco Bell, when you were a kid, seemed like it tasted better and everything was better. It's because they changed all their meats and they changed all their ingredients. Taco Casa is Taco Bell from the 60s, 70s with the original menu items. It even has the color scheme as the old advertising of Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah. And so you go in there and you're like, holy shit, this is the best tacos ever. And it's just Taco Bell from the 60s. And it is amazing.
Wow.
Highly recommend. And they're fans of you. Because I always program and tag them and stuff. Place.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I feel.
So we were right to say it's like Taco Bell from the 90s.
It's right? Exactly like, everything Jeremy said. That guy just said on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty much the old, yeah. Like, I can't believe we had an entire episode about taco. Larry, you got to rename this one because I know you said St. Patrick's is the title.
Oh, yeah. No, when that you was posted,
gonna be this it. Is going to be the Taco Casa episode.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to call it the wrong Taco Casa because I pulled up the wrong Taco Casa. I'm trying to find.
All right, so we just spent an hour pretty much talking about this shitty taco place.
Wait, we got to do one more. I found General Manager Woody for Taco Casa Texoma.
Oh, he has his own commercials?
Yes.
Oh,
there's no audio there.
Blah, never mind. He's talking about National Taco Day. But yeah, General Manager Woody. I'm trying to find the inn. Maybe it's Woody, but Woody's not Woody's on.
Like, probably the inn. He's got a nice. You could probably compliment that nice hat, and he'd be like, "All right, cool, yeah. What's your inn?"
Wichita. So the same guy owns Wichita Falls, Vernon Duncan.
Hey, Wichita Falls, Woody. Home with Dallas Cowboys
training camp. Or at least it was. Yeah. Interesting. Oh, you can get a calendar filled with coupons, or at least you could. Well, on March 7th, that was just last week. Okay, you guys want to save some money? That's right. Get your Taco Casa calendar now. $5. No, sorry, $10. With $100
worth of savings. There's Braxton for that collab. Yeah. All right, well, speaking of shilling, Larry, your thing.
Well, if you enjoyed this fun episode about mostly about Taco Casa, go follow us on the social medias. We're on Instagram at STS Guys. We're on Twitter at SDS Guys. And guess what? We're still on Facebook at the SDS Guys, and I'm Larry from the SDS Guys.
Shilling like a villain.
Shilling like a villain.
Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding.
Ding 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 ding.
And if you love Mexican food, go check out Taco Casa. That's right. Taco Casa. It's the best.
It's the best.
And if you got friends who like tacos.
I don't have friends. I got family.
That's right. That's right. Take your friends and family, everybody you know, to get some delicious tacos at Taco Casa.
It's like it's Taco Bell from the 90s.
Who doesn't love the 90s? It's a, right, it's back.
It's back. It's back. Taco Casa.
All the good times you had at the 90s at Taco Bell, you can now relive those in Hutto, Texas, Wichita Falls, Taco Casa.
Or one of other 120 locations.
Yeah. 122 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Yeah,
most aren't near you, but go check it out. See, Michael likes tacos. Michael Newland's got to be close to one of those Taco Casas, so... Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the chat for hanging out.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Good times.
It's always a good time at the Taco Casa.
Just really trying hard for this. All right, Jeremy, do your thing.
All right. For episode 258, the one where we collab with Taco Casa, I've been Jeremy.
Hey, it's Larry.
And I'm Scott.
And we're the SDS guys. Have a great night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Hola.
Yeah, hola. Bueno.
Bye-bye.
That's Paco Bueno.
Paco Bueno. Awesome.
Go for 100 tacos right about now.
Mouse!